We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Kriya Shema, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Zayin. We said that this halacha is based on chapter 36 in Likutei Moran, and Rav Nosson Zal continues now, V'zehu Bechinas Zman Kriya Shema, Shetzrichem Likrois Kriya Shema Bo'enoso Daiko. Now he's going to explain why there's a very, very important issue called Zman Kriya Shema, reciting the Shema at the proper time. Uzman Kriya Shema Shalaylo Hu Kol Halaylo. Regarding the Kriya Shema of the evening, you're allowed to say it basically throughout the entire night. Uzman Kriya Shema Shal Yoyim Hu Rak Ad Gimel Shoyz. Whereas the Kriya Shema by day, we're only allowed to say it for the first 3 hours of the day. Kiksiv, because there's a pasuk that says, Yoitzer Oyer Uvoyre Choshech, Hashem creates light and creates darkness. Oise Shalom, He creates peace. Ve'isa Bekavonois, and it's brought in the writings of the Arizal, Sheyitzira Nikra Oyer, that the Oilom HaYitzira, which is the world of the angels, which is the world that's closest to our world, our materialistic world, is called the Oilom HaAsiya, and the world above ours, immediately above ours, is called the Oilom HaYitzira, which is usually referred to as the world of the angels. So Yitzira is called light, Ubriya, and the world above Yitzira, which is called the Olam HaBriya, which is also referred to as the world of the throne of Hashem, Shehu Lamalo Yoiser, which is above Yitzira, Hu Bechinas Choshech, is referred to as darkness. As we see in this pasuk, Yoitzer Oyer, Yitzira is Oyer, Uvoyre Briya is referred to Choshech. That seems to be impossible. If Briya is higher, then surely Briya should be light. So the Arizal and the Zohar HaKadosh explain, Machmas Oimek HaMusog. The term darkness, as it relates to the Olam HaBriya, is not coming from absence of light. It's coming because the light is so bright, in a sense, that when you look at it, it's like when you look directly at the sun, you see dark, you see blackness, because the light is so bright. That's what this term Uvoyre Choshech refers to, that the Olam HaBriya represents so high a level of light that it's referred to as darkness, in the sense of mystery, hidden, secret. Machmas Shebriya Govoya Yoiser, because of the fact that the Olam HaBriya is higher than Yitzira, Ve'ein Lanu Hasoga Shom, and we have no understanding over there, that is completely beyond the scope of our understanding, Alkein Nikra Briya Choshech Etzleinu. That's why we refer to Briya as darkness. It's dark to us. It's completely dark to us because it's unnavigated territory. We can't understand it at all. We can't go there at all. Bechinas Uvoyre Choshech. As the pasuk says, Briya is associated with Choshech. Aval Yitzira, whereas the world below that, the Olam HaYitzira, Musog Lanu Yoiser, is more accessible to us and is something we can understand more. We can have understanding there. Alkei Nikra Oyer. Therefore, it's referred to as light. Bechinas Yoiser Oyer. As the pasuk says, Yitzira is associated with Oyer. Ukishein Yecholin Lahasig Ho'er, and when we cannot understand the light or achieve the light, Dahainu Bebchinas Briya, for example, as in the Olam HaBriya, Shubchinas Choshech, because we refer to it as darkness relative to us, Adayin Ho'er Bebchinas Komatz. So that light is referred to by the vowel Komatz, Bechinas komitz v'sosim. Komitz means closed, hidden. Even though it's a very high level of light, because it's completely closed off to us we refer to it as it's totally dark to us. Ki ein lanu bo shum tfisa, because we have no understanding there. V'alkein, and therefore, kisheyoyreid ha'or v'nitztayer lamato, when the light comes down and it is formatted below, bibchinas tseire, as is represented by the vowel tseire, which is milashon tsiur, to shape, to format, ze bibchinas ikur ha'or. That's, for us, the real light. Bechinas yoitzer oyer, as we refer to in that pasuk, yitzira, which is a lower level, which is accessible to us a little bit, is referred to as oyer. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to expound on this and really clarify this. Ki inyan hanal shel bechinas komatz v'tzere, because this concept of the komatz versus the tzere, dahainu, meaning, the fact that the light, when it's way, way up there, is referred to as closed and hidden. Ulamato, whereas when it comes down below, the light starts taking on shape and form. This concept applies on all levels and in all worlds, meaning it's not limited to Bria and Yetzira. This applies every time you have a higher level and a lower level, in a sense. Ki oir ha'olam v'hamadrego shelamala, because the light of the world or the level above, hi bebechinas komitz v'sosim legabi ha'olam v'hamadrego shelamatu menu, is considered closed and hidden to the level, to the world, or the level below. We know, for example, when you have kids in elementary school and kids in high school, a kid in elementary school gets hold of one of the high school books and looks at it and says, wow, this is, I don't understand, this is nothing, I don't understand anything here. This is braille to me. This is totally off, you know, out of bounds for me. So again, to him, that's like darkness. It's a closed book to him still. Ukisharoitzin laham shechoer, and when a person wants to draw light from the world or from the world or level above to the world or level below, you have to format that light based on the lower world. Ki ho'or sheba'olam ha'gavoya mimenu hu bebechinas komitz v'sosim negdoi, because the light of that upper world is considered closed off and hidden relative to the lower world. Afal pi sheshom b'mekoyimoy boilam shelamalo hu metzuyar bebechinas siur, even though in its place, upstairs in the olam habriya, the light of the olam habriya is formatted. It's just when it tries to come down to a lower level, then over there, it's something that's closed and hidden. You have to go through a whole new formatting to format it for the lower level. V'alkein, and therefore, Bria neged Yetzira hu bebechinas choysher. That's why the Olam HaBria, compared to the Olam HaYetzira, is referred to as darkness, because of the fact that we cannot understand, we cannot achieve that light up there in Bria. Therefore, it's referred to as closed and hidden compared to regarding the Olam HaYetzira. Okay, so we have that introduction. This is a very important introduction that comes from the Tikkuni Zohar and the writings of the Arizal. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take it a step further. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to relate this to night versus day. Usually, in 99% of our discussions, we refer to day as light, and night is darkness. Night is the sitrachra, night is tuma, night is the absence of light. In this halacha now, in this paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us a new perspective, a higher level, deeper understanding of what night is. V'ikar cheshkas laylo mamish nimshach mebechinas hachoshech hazeh. And the darkness of night, the real darkness of night, originates from the darkness we're discussing here. A darkness that represents a higher level than what we call light. Mibchinas ha'or she'ein yecholim lahasigoy. The darkness of night originates from a level of light that's so high that we can't understand it, we can't perceive it, and therefore we refer to it as dark because it's close to us, it's way above us, it's such a bright light that it's to us it's like darkness. She'ein yochem asigo yishu b'chinas komitz v'sosim ki al cheshkas laylo anu mevorchim u'boirei choyshech. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look at this pasuk. In this pasuk, we're blessing Hashem about light and darkness. And we refer to light in this pasuk as the light of Yetzirah. We refer to darkness as the darkness of Bria. So when we talk about darkness, Bayrei Choshech, that Hashem creates darkness, Hashem creates the night, we're showing a connection between night, the darkness of night, and the darkness of the Olam HaBriya, which is a darkness, which is referred to as darkness only because it's a light that's way above us. Ki mishom nimshach ha-choshech, because it's from the higher level, it's from the Olam HaBriya, that darkness and night come from. Hainu, ki halaylo kodmo layoim beseder ha-briya. Rav Nosson Zal says, if you take a look at creation, which came first? Night came before day. Kama Shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Voiker. It was night and it was day. It was evening and it was morning. So we see night came first. And when we talk about coming first, we know that the picture that's painted for us is that originally there was just Hashem, who was all the way up there, and Kaviyochel Hashem decided to release some of his light, to bring some of his light down and make it accessible, you know, to the different worlds. So now the light is starting by Hashem and it's starting to come down from Hashem, and the first address it hits is night, is darkness, Vayhi Erev. Then it continues going further down, and then it gets to day, which is Voiker. So we see again in the description of creation that night, darkness, was above and preceded day, morning. Alkein, therefore, Biknisas Halayla, when the night begins, Oz Kishemaschil Ho'or Vahashefa Hashayach Lo'oisoi Hayoim, which means, again, according to Judaism, the cycle begins from nighttime. A full cycle is a night and a day, in that order, vayhi erev, vayhi voiker. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, when the night begins, which means it's the beginning of a cycle of what we call a day, a 24-hour day, when that light and sustenance that applies to that particular day starts coming down from where it's coming from, where it originates from, azai ho'or adayin belitziur, that light is still in a totally unformatted state, shetzorech lehitztayer bozeh ho'ilam, and it has to start being formatted and shaped in this world, u'machmazeh, and for this reason, ein yecholin lekabloi v'leroisoi, we can't receive it, we can't see it, because it's totally unformatted. When light is unformatted, we can't relate to it, we can't see it. To us, it takes on the form of darkness. Umizeh nimshach cheshchas laila. And this is what causes the darkness of night. Because when we say that when a day begins, when I use the term day now, I mean, let's say like today is Thursday. When Thursday begins, according to the Torah, Thursday begins from what we call Wednesday night. So when Wednesday night begins, it means that Hashem has pushed the button And he's starting to release the Shefa for Thursday. It's starting to come down from way, way, way upstairs. And it originates in the form of unformatted light. Therefore, to us down here, it appears as darkness. Because it's unformatted light. It's light that's coming from such a high place that we can't understand it yet. We can't see it in our terms. Therefore, to us, it appears as darkness. That's the beginning of nighttime. That's Wednesday night, the beginning of Wednesday night. Let's say 7 p.m., 8 p.m. Wednesday night, when it's starting to get dark, which is the beginning of Thursday. Hashem has pushed the button to activate the releasing and lowering the light, Hashem's great infinite light, down, 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 for it to get to us in this world. Aval bayoim, whereas 12 hours later, let's say, when morning begins, oz hu ikar knisas hamoichen, that's when the light has the Hashem's light has already taken on a shape and form for us of moichin, seichel, something that we can understand, can relate to, and that's when the moichin enter into our head. V'oz nitztayer ho'er bebchinas hatzir shel ho'er hashayach leze olam. And that's when the light takes on shape and form based on the formatting rules of the world that we're in, downstairs over here, the olam ho'asiyah. And this is what causes light to appear in this low physical world, in the Olam Ho'asiyah. Nimtza, Rav Nosson also says, we see therefore, based on this explanation, Shecheshkas Laila, that what we relate to as the darkness of nighttime, Hu Adayin Bebechinas Koidem Hatzior Shel Ho'er, that's actually a time when Hashem's light has been sent down to us, but it's unformatted. It hasn't been unformatted yet based on our standards down here. Shezeo b'chinas komitz v'sosim. Therefore, it's referred to as closed, hidden from us. V'alkein zman kriyashma shalaylo kol halaylo. Now you'll understand why the time for reciting the Shema of the evening is throughout the entire night. Because we learned in the previous shir, ki ikar kriyashma hu lesaken klei hamoichin. Rav Nosson Zal brought from the Arizal and Rabbeinu Zal that one of the main functions of kriyashma is to take care of our brains. The Arizal says that it's during Kriyashma that a person receives his brains for the day, his intellect, his knowledge, his moichin for the day. So, and Rav Nosson Zal said that he receives it because Kriyashma is what actually makes it happen. Rav Nosson Zal showed us how the first two sentences of the Shema and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy, which Rabbeinu Zal tells us that those two sentences are Tikkun HaBris. Those two sentences protect a person from bad thoughts and give a person tikkun habris. Those two sentences represent the beginning of the flow of light. The Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When we say that word Echad, we're connecting to the oneness of Hashem, which starts that flow of light. And then when we say Baruch, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy, the Baruch formats the light into a shape of bracha, because we said that this unformatted light can go either way. It can be a curse or a blessing. So when we say the Shema, we start that process of connecting to that great high light, that unformatted light. When we say Baruch, the Baruch of Baruch Shem Kvod, we show that in that sentence, we're starting to shape and format the light. So Kriya Shema is the machinery that performs this procedure of taking unformatted light and formatting it. Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore, the Kriya Shema of the evening, you can do throughout the entire evening. You know why? This process of letzayer ho'er levrocha, to shape and format the light to a blessing. V'zenimshach kol halayla. This continues throughout the night. Ki kol halayla tzrichin letzayer ho'er lamala bebchinas brocha. Because throughout the entire night, we're involved in this process of shaping the unformatted light, shaping it into a form of bracha, blessing. Ki balaylo ho'oir adayin belitziur hashayach lamatakanal. Because during nighttime, when it's nighttime for us, that light upstairs, where it is a billion miles away, it might have a certain shape and form that applies up there. But from our perspective down here, that light is unformatted. It is so way out of our league. It's called totally unformatted light. And therefore, throughout the entire period of nighttime, when that darkness is there, implying that super high level light, we're allowed to perform the process of trying to format that light, trying to format it and shape it into bracha. Aval bayoim, but once it becomes day down here, downstairs in our world, ein zman kriyashma rak betchila sayoim. The kriyashma by day, we only have the first three, only the beginning of the day. Haynu ba'eis shemaschi lohoyer hayoim. When the light is starting, from when the light starts to come up to when it's built up, in a sense. The haynu meaning, ad haneitz hacham ala Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Yeshua, in the Gemara and Brachas, page 9, you have up to, until sunrise. That's the last moment to say the Shema. And according to the other rabbis, ulechachomim, yoyser tzas. You have a little more than that. You have until the Zman Kriya Shema, whether it's the Mogen Avraham, the Gro, the different Zmani Kriya Shema that we have. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal says, what this tells us is, she'ein Zman Kriya Shema shel yoyim kiyim b'knisosoy. The time when you can recite the Kriya Shema of daytime is only in the beginning of day, when the day is entering. She'oz nichnas oyer hayoyim, because that's when the light of day is entering, umaschil lehitztayer lamato, and it's starting to be formatted down below, down here in our world. That's why it's starting to get light. When if you're up early, you see first it's dark and slowly it's getting light. That means that the darkness wasn't the absence of light. The darkness was a very high level of light, where because it is so high, to us it appears as something, it's a closed book to us. We have no perception of it whatsoever. So to us it took on the appearance of darkness. But as it starts being formatted for us down here, it starts getting light, a little bit of light, a little more light, till sunrise, according to one opinion, or till the Zman Kriyashma, the later Zman Kriyashma. Therefore, that's the time for reciting the Shema. Kedei letzayer ho'er lemalo bebchinas brocha koidem sheyered lamata. Because we're taking the light that's above our world and we're shaping it and formatting it before it comes into this world to make sure it comes in the form of a blessing and not the opposite. Aval achar kach, however, afterwards, kishikvar nishlam oyer yoyim leyred lamato, when the daylight has already completed, has already come down completely, dahainu achar gimel shoyis, which means, for example, after 3 hours in the day, shikvar heir hayoyim bishleimus, whereby the day has received its full portion of light, oz ein zman kriyashma klal. Then it's no longer a time for reciting the Shema. Kikvar nitztayer ho'er lamato, because the light has already finished being formatted below. Look, it's light outside, you see? Which means what originally started out as darkness, that super high level light, which was so high that it was darkness, has already been formatted completely into light. V'yalkein kvar ovar zman kriya Shema. And therefore, the time for reciting the Shema is gone. Ki ikar kriya Shema hu letzayer ho'er koidim shenigmar leireidu letztayer lamata. Because the main function of kriya Shema is to format that light before it has come down completely and taken on the shape and form of light. Shezehu kol halayla, which is throughout the entire night, she'oz hu b'chinas choshech, which is a time of darkness, she'nimshach me'b'chinas kometz, which is coming from that super high level light that's so high that it's closed off to us. Mikoidem hatziur, it's coming from pre-formatting, you know, from the unformatted state. V'chein b'knisas hayoim, and so too when the day is starting to come in, you know, when daytime is starting to come in, she'oz maschil ohoir hayoim, that's when the second portion of the day, the day portion, is starting to show its light. Va'adayin loy nigmar oir hayoim b'shleimus, however, it hasn't finished coming in, it's in the process of coming in, but it hasn't completed. Kanira b'chush, as you will see with your eyes, she'oyer yoim choylech v'oyer adeiz eshoyes alayoyim, that the light of daytime comes in gradually until it finishes. You know, it's a gradual process. K'mayshe kosev, as the pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 4, v'oyerach tzadikim ke'oyer noiga choylech v'oyer ad nochein hayoyim, the path of tzadikim is like a shining light which increases, gradually increases, as the day comes up. V'chol elu ha-shois, therefore, all of those hours, dahainu gimel shois, the first 3 hours of what we call daytime, zman kriyashma, is still a time when you're allowed to recite the Shema, zman kriyashma, oz adayin ho'or shel yoyim yoyred amitztayr, because the light of Thursday is still in the process of coming down and being shaped and formatted. It's not finished yet. So therefore, you can still recite the Shema. You can still activate this process which formats and shapes the light. Alkein, oz huzman kriya Shema dayin, therefore it's still the time that you're allowed to recite the Shema, letzayer ho'or lamalo, to format and shape the light above as it's coming down into this world, bebechinas brocha, into a blessing, koidem shenitztayer legamri lamato, before it has finished being formatted down below over here. Aval acharkach, however, once that time period is over, shekvar nigmar litztayer lamato, whereby the light has finished being formatted down below on earth, It's the full measure of light that we're going to have for this day. Kvar ovar zman kriya Shema. From that point on, it is no longer the time of reciting the Shema. Kimay dahava hava, because what happened already. It's done already. You can't reformat it. It's like a cake that came out of the oven. Once it's out of the oven completely, and then you check it and you see, unfortunately, we took it out a little early. We didn't fully bake it. Usually, by that time, you can't put it back in. Once it's been out for a little while, putting it back in isn't going to do it. Paragraph Ches. Now, Rav Nosson Zal takes this a step further, because the Gemara says once you go past the time, you missed the Zman Kriya Shema. You no longer will accomplish what reciting the Shema on time accomplishes. However, the Gemara adds, Havizehu ha-koyre mikan ve'elech loy hifsid. However, if a person chooses to recite the Shema anyway, it's not a waste, it's not a total loss. Ka'odom ha-koyre batoyra, because it's like a person reciting any portion of the Torah. You get a mitzvah for reciting psukim of the Torah. So here also, Kriya Shema's psukim of the Torah, that mitzvah you'll get. You will not achieve what's achieved when you recite the Shema at the proper time. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, Afal pi she'ein lo yischar Kriya Shema b'inoso, even though he does not receive the reward that one gets for reciting Shema at the proper time, al kol ponim schar esek hatoyra einoy mafsid. The person does not lose out on the reward for studying Torah. Kamoi Shom Razal, as the Gemara says there. Hainu, meaning. Afal pi shehatikun. So a person would say, one second, how much of a difference is there? I mean, reciting the Torah is a pretty big mitzvah. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. So how much bigger could it be, you know, reciting the Shema on time? Watch what Rav Nosson Zal shows you now. Even though the tikkun of Kriya Shema has already passed, you've missed out on that. Dehainu litzayer hoyer lamala koidim shered lamata. This function of formatting the light while it's still above, before it comes down, kidei sheyim muftoch, so that you'll be guaranteed shehoyer yitzuyer bebchinas bracha, that the light is coming into this world in a form of blessing. That's accomplished through Kriya Shema, that you've missed out on. That's finished. However, you do not lose out on the mitzvah of reading words of Torah, meaning, after the proper time for reciting the Shema has passed, she'oz kfarnit stayer ho'er, which means the light has already been formatted. It's finished. The formatting process is done. Oz kishekoyres ha'shma, then when you recite those words of Shema, hurak kemoy koyre batoyra mamish, it is only like reading words of Torah. Meaning, what's the problem? What's wrong with that? What's bad about that? He's going to tell us right now. Hainu, kemoi mi shekoyrei va'oisik batorah. Just like any time a Jew reads or studies Torah, the Gemara warns him, watch it, man, you're playing with fire, and it can go either way. Sheyesh bo shnei koichos, the Torah has two possibilities. The Torah can do two things for the person. Zocha, the Gemara says, if you're privileged, if you're lucky, Nases Samchaim, the Torah that you study will be an elixir of life, a life-giving elixir to you. It'll be a medicine. It'll cure you. It'll heal you. It'll improve you. Loi Zocha, if you're unlucky, the Gemara says, the Torah will kill you. It'll be a poisonous thing. It'll harm you. It'll give you bad character. Because what's going to decide that? What's going to decide whether Torah has positive or negative effects on me? The answer is, it's based on the keli that I have, based on the vessel that I have, based on my brain. Exactly. If my brain is pure, if my brain is pure with tikkun abris, super solid tikkun abris, then the words of Torah that go into it will be shaped and formed into a blessing. If my brain is impure, then the Torah that I put into it will be shaped and formed into a curse, Rahman al-Islam. So Rav Nosson Zal says, kemoi kein nasa achshov ayde kriya shma sheloi boinosa. The same thing is going on now for this person who is reciting the Shema after the time is over. Shehurak kekoyre batoyra. That it no longer has that power that it had during the right time. If you said the Shema during the right time, then the Shema itself had the ability to do the formatting of the light regardless of your brain. Regardless of whether your brain was pure or impure, the saying of Shema and Baruch Shem, that itself did a prefab. It did a pre-formatting for you, so that the light before it entered your brain was already totally formatted as a blessing, as a positive thing. But if you missed out on the time of Shema, and now you're reciting those same words, now it's regular Torah, which means Shetzorech Zechia. The person needs a special privilege, sheyitztayer ho'er levracha, that the light should be formatted as a blessing, that the Torah should be a blessing to him. It's only if his brain is really pure, or if he's lucky, then it'll be a blessing to him. Avo ha'koyrei kriya shma boinosa, whereas the person who recited the Shema at the proper time, while the formatting function was still ongoing, then marviach harbe moed, that person has a tremendous, tremendous advantage. He's doing a formatting of the light while the light is still way up there before it came down at all. So therefore, the light is formatted completely upstairs. Bebchinas brocha, into a blessing. Ad she'ein hakelim pegumim shel zeh olam yochoy lekalkol kanal. So that now, the defective vessels of this world, the defective brains and the defective other stuff in this world, can no longer harm that light coming down, because it's been formatted totally. It's gone through a formatting. Once it's been formatting, you can't change that anymore. Shezehu yesoid kol ha-toira kula. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the foundation of our whole Yiddishkeit. This is what it's all really about. That there's a Hashem who's infinite light. There's us down here. And Hashem wants to share. He created the worlds and everything to be able to share that light with others, with us. But in order to do that, there's a whole set of rules and procedures that have to happen. And Rav Nosson Zal had showed us that Kriya Shema is one of the main addresses where this takes place. And now there's a difference. If you're reciting Kriya Shema on time, then your Kriya Shema will actually preempt. It'll grab the light before it comes into this world, when it's still in its purest state. And it'll format it and shape it for you in such a manner that even if your brain is defective, and even if there's all kinds of negative forces operating in this world, they can no longer harm that light, because the light has been formatted completely before it came down. Just like Rav Nosson Zal gave us the example of Bilam. Bilam wanted to curse the Jews. In order to do that, he worked very hard at defiling himself, making himself as impure as he possibly could, with the hope that he would grab, he knew secrets and everything, he knew how to go upstairs, he knew how to go way, way upstairs and grab light from there, with the hope that the light he would grab would be unformatted light. He would dump it into his sewer, into his brain and body, which was as impure as it could possibly be. The light would be formatted into super curse, and then he'd spit it out at the Jews. But Rabbeinu Zal showed us, Hashem pulled a fast one on him because of Hashem's love for the Jewish people. Because the Jews were shiftei ko, they had tikkun abris, they were pure. Hashem went ahead, and right before Bilam showed up to grab that unformatted light, Hashem quickly massaged that light and formatted it totally into the form of a blessing. And now Bilam went to get it, and he sees bracha written all over it, and he says, oops, I missed the boat. Now I can't do it. Now there's nothing I can do to change it. He got the light. Now when he spit it out, it came out in the form of blessings. Rav Nosson Zal showed us how every single Jew has that opportunity when he recites the Shema on time. Because Kriya Shema, Rav Nosson Zal showed us how those two lines, Shema and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, when they're recited on time, they give you access to that very high light. And the second sentence, the Baruch Shem Kvod, does the bracha on it. It shapes it into a bracha, so that now it's formatted totally, and now you're guaranteed that the portion of light that Hashem gave you for that day, for Thursday, is a light of bracha. Whereas chas v'shalom, if a person misses out on the zman kriya shema, when light is still being formatted, when the formatting processes are still allowed to go on, once it gets past 3 hours in the day, or according to one opinion, past Nates, all formatting procedures are over for that day. No more formatting can be done. Now you can recite Kriya Shema with all the kavana you want. It'll do a lot of things other than formatting light. That's over. The light that's there is there in whatever form, shape it is. And now, depending on your kalin, depending on your brain and other factors, That's what's going to determine whether the light is going to be bracha or klala chas v'sham. Because when a Jew is zoicha on a daily basis to recite the Shema on time, he ensures himself that every day he's receiving the light in the form of blessing. Because he already repaired his moichin through the process of Kriya Shema. How? By causing the light to come down from above, bibchinas bracha, in the form of bracha. When the light comes down as a solid bracha, even if your brain is messed up, the light will launder your brain. That light of bracha will cleanse your brain and improve your brain to make sure that everything will be good. And it's for this reason that the rabbi is connected. That bracha, that where does Kriya Shema start from? Yoitzer Oyer Uvoyrei Choshech, what we start in this paragraph, we started about Bria and Yetzira, about darkness and light, all of that stuff is connected, surrounds Kriya Shema. Ki Iker Kriya Shema Hu Bechinas Tziur Ha'Oyer. Because this is what Kriya Shema is all about. Kriya Shema is all about shaping and formatting the super high level unformatted light of Hashem. Shemishom kol hamaoiros. That's the source of the light of the sun and the light of the moon and all these other lights. These are very deep concepts he's talking about here. When a person hears it for the first time, it could sound like way, way, but Rav Nosson Zal has the ability to explain it and to bring it down to a level that we can relate to it, we can understand it, and to show us how each and every single Jew, by performing the mitzvahs properly, according to the halacha, can affect these incredible high-level spiritual things. Paragraph test. The alkane, and therefore, zman kriya shma shel shachris nimshach ad shol. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to get into more detail. The alkane, zman kriya shma shel shachris nimshach ad sholoy shoyz. Now you'll understand why the most lenient opinion is that you have up to 3 hours in the day to recite the Shema on time, that it should still be considered on time, keneged tlas moichin, obviously corresponding to the three parts of the brain, shehem bechinas hakelim shebohem nitztayer hoyer. Those are the vessels in which the light is being shaped and formed, chochma bino and das, or keser chochma and bino, or lahavdil in biology. They talk about the cerebrum, the cerebellum, and medulla. They also speak about three parts of the brain, each one having different functionality, etc. V'alkein, kishenimshach oyer yoim letzar lamata. And therefore, when this light of day is coming and is being shaped and formed down below, nimshach hatzir sholoshois, that process continues for 3 hours, keneged gimel moichin, corresponding to the three parts of the brain. She'al yodom hatzir kanal. They are the ones who participate in shaping and formatting this light. V'alkein kol oisam gimel shoyz ozu zman kriyash mashal shachris. Therefore, those 3 hours, those first 3 hours of the day, are the time of reciting the morning kriya shma. Kidei lizkois haidei kriya shma letzayer ho'er lemala bebechinas brocha. So that by reciting your shma, you are formatting that light before it comes completely down. Kidei lesaken al yedei zeh klei amoichin, and thereby repair your brain. If your brain is in any state of defectiveness, if it needs any kind of repair, by you having recited the Shema at its proper time, you preempted, you got the light before it was formatted, and you put it into a bracha, Now that light coming into your brain can only have that the light will not only will it not be damaged by the defectiveness of your brain, but the opposite. That light, which is a bracha now, will bless your brain, will repair, fix anything that needs fixing. Ad sheyeh ho'or nimshach v'nitznar tomid b'bchinas bracha now, to the point where the flow of light coming from Hashem to you will always be in a state of blessing. That's the schus, the privilege that a person has by reciting the Shema on time, on a daily basis. The Shema of the evening, which is during that period of darkness, which is certainly a time when formatting of light is taking place, and it continues into the daylight hours for up to nates, or for the first 3 hours of the day. V'zeh b'chinas kedusha mishuleshes she'oimrim bebirchas yoytzeror. Now you'll understand another major piece of the Shema. Before we get to the Shema, in the brachos of the Shema, in that brach of Yoytzeror, we have a piece in there where we say, Kodosh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos. Kedusha Mishuleshes, he keneged Tlas Moichim. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that those three Kodoshes correspond to the three parts of the brain. Chochma, Bina, Das, Kiyodua, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah. Ki Hamoyach, Nikra, Kodesh, because the brain is referred to as holy. There's a pasuk, Kadesh li kol bechor, sanctify all the firstborn. Bechor is first, bechor is racious, and racious is chachma, racious chachma yiras Hashem. There are many psukim, there are many proofs to show how chachma are referred to as is kodesh. So the moyach is referred to as kodesh. V'alkein kedusha meshuleshes mekachin hatlas moichem, and therefore the three times we pull the trigger there, those three kodoshes are mekadesh, the three parts of the brain, sheyir bebechinas tikkun abris, so that our brains should be in the state of tikkun abris, purity, shenikra kedusha, which is called holiness, because the medrash says ki b'chol mokayim shatamoytze geder erva. Atamaitse Kedusha. Wherever you find boundaries, people setting up boundaries and keeping boundaries to stay away from illegal relationships or illicit relationships with women, there you will find holiness. So we see that Tikkun HaBris is synonymous with Kedusha, is synonymous with Moichin. And therefore this also plays an important role in formatting the light into blessing. Which is what Kriyashma is all about. So Rav Nosson Zal explained another piece. He's dissecting the Shema and all the things surrounding the Shema and showing us how all of them are participating in this process. V'ze b'chinas le'umosom meshabchem v'oimrim boruch kevoid Hashem mimekoimoy. Right after we say the kodosh, 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 we say that these angels stand opposite the angels above them and they praise Hashem and they announce, blessed is the honor of Hashem mimekoimoy, from its source, from its place. Mimkoimoi do keser kiyodua. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that word mimkoimoi over there, from its place, we're referring to the penthouse. We're referring to way, way up there. We're referring to the keser, the crown of Hashem, which is the origin of all light. Ukemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'toyrem tzisid alma. As Rabbeinu Zal also refers to this in chapter 24 in Likutei Moran. That mimkoimoy, this boruch kvoid Hashem mimkoimoy, refers to the keser. Ki onu mamshichim ho'er mishoroshoy ho'elyoin, because we are drawing the light upon us from its origin, from its source above, mimokoim shehu komitz v'sosim, from a place where it's considered totally hidden and closed relative to us, uletzayroy shom miyad. And we're formatting it up there in the penthouse, right there, we're doing the formatting, miyad, immediately, bebchinas bracha, into a blessing. Begimel bechinois hatziur shetzrichen letzairoi, in the three shapes and forms that we need to shape and form it into, al yedei hasholosh moichin, through the three parts of the brain, the three moichin, shezeo bechinas sholosh kedushois, that's the three kadoshes that we said over there. Now, Rav Nosson Zal explains further. When we talk about Hashem's light in its unformatted state, and then we talk about shaping and forming the light, Rav Nosson Zal says that this also relates to the four worlds. We talk about four basic worlds of creation. The world that's closest to Hashem himself is called Atzilus, because the word Eitzel means next to. This is right next to Hashem. This is the thing that's closest to Hashem itself. That's called Atzilus. And that's like the major league. That's the top of the top. The next three worlds, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, are referred to many times as a set. They're minor leagues. Compared to major leagues, compared to Atzilus, this is a major drop down into Gashmias, into physicality, into that kind of thing. So now Rav Nosson Zal tells us, ki ikar hatziur begimel olamos. All of this talk about formatting and shaping light, that really only is taking place in those three lower worlds. Shehem Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Ki atzilus, because when we talk about Atzilus, that top world, Shom Iker Bechinas Kometz V'Sosin, that's where everything is really closed and hidden. V'Shom Nemar, and it's about the Olam HaAtzilus that the Pasuk says, Lo Yegurcha Ra. Evil, negativity, has no access to there. It has no place in there. Ki ein la haklipois achiza shom klal, because the klipois, the forces of tum and evil, have no cannot attach themselves there whatsoever. Ki shom kuloi elikus gomor, because there it's wall to wall Hashem. Ki tamon ihu vegarmoi chad bohin ki yodua. The Zohar Kodesh says because up there in Atzilus, Hashem and everything else up there are one, really one. So no outsider, nothing else can get involved over there. V'alkein ein shayich shom tziur ho'er lefi akli klal. Therefore, the terminology of formatting the light to accommodate a vessel does not apply in the Olam HaAtzilus. Rak kishemaschil ho'er lered. Lebriya Yitzira Asiya, it's only when the light starts coming down to those lower three worlds, Shom Mitztayer Ho'er, that's when the light starts being formatted and shaped. Ki Iker Hascholas Hatziur Hu Mebriya, because the real beginning of the shaping and formatting takes place in the Olam HaBriya, Shehi Bechinas Bina, which is associated with the sphere of Bina, the Mekanana Bekursaya, which is associated with the throne of Hashem, Shehi Bria Kiyodua, which is known as the Olam HaBria. Ubina hi Bechinas Nekudas Tseire Kiyodua. And we know that Bina is represented by the vowel Tseire, as is known. And we learned in Likutei Moran that Tseire is Tziur. Tseire means formatting, shaping. Rav Nosson Zal here is giving us a mini shiur in Kabbalah, in some of the most basic things in Kabbalah. And he's showing you how all of this fits together so perfectly. How the way the Arizal talks about this, the way Rabbi Nachman talks about it, it all corresponds beautifully and it all makes perfect sense. How the way the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Atzilus is a place where it's totally, spirituality, the highest level of spirituality, no shape and form, and therefore it appears like total darkness relative to us. Then the lower three worlds is where any shaping and formatting begins. Now, Bria, because Bria is the closest to Atzilus, you're still talking about an unbelievably high level. So therefore, we said that in our terms, we say Vayre Choshech. To us, Bria is even referred to as Choshech, because it's still very such a high level of light that we can't understand it yet. But we're told that that's where this formatting process begins. It begins in the Olam HaBriya. Now, these four worlds correspond to the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Yud is Atzilus. The first He is Bria. The Vav is Yitzira. And the last He is Asiya. Those four letters also correspond to the Sphirois, to the Midos of Hashem. The Yud is Keser and Chachma. The first He is Bina. Bina is the Olam HaBriya. Bina corresponds to Bria, which corresponds to the vowel Tzere. Each one of these, the Zohar HaKadosh shows the columns here, how everything lines up. So therefore, it's in Bria, it's in Bina, it's in Tzere, that the tziur is starting to take place. However, even though we just said that the light in the Olam HaBriya is starting to take some kind of a shape and form, afal pikein still, keneged Olam HaYitzira, relative to the angels in the Olam HaYitzira, who bebechinas komets v'sosim. Bria is a closed book. It is closed, it is hidden, it is a dark screen to them, totally. They cannot see that light because it's so far above them. Even though in Bria is where light is starting to be formed, if you were up there in Bria, if you had a rocket ship and you could get up there in Bria and you could handle it, you would see the beginning of the shaping and forming of the light. But so long as you're still below Bria, when you're in Yetzira, that Bria is still darkness to you. Bechinas komets v'sosam, bechinas choshech, it's referred to as darkness, she'ein boy shum tfisa, so that the inhabitants of Yetzira and Asiya have no understanding yet at all of the light of Bria. Shezeo bechinas uvoyre choshech. That's why we refer to it as darkness. In the Shema we say, U'boyre choshech, that the light of Bria, to us, is still total darkness. U'kishayoyred li'yitzira, and when the light drops down to the next world down, to Yitzira, Shom mitztayer yoyser. Now the light starts being formatted more, bebechinas oyer, into what we can relate to as light. To the point where it drops all the way down into the materialistic world, the world that we are in, the Olam HaAsiya, Shishom Gmar Hatzir. That's where it becomes formatted on the lowest level, formatted for babies. Lahavdil, again, you have different levels of food, for example. You have food for adults, you know, food which only a mature adult can handle. Lahavdil, on some of the medicine bottles, they say that if you're over this age, over 13, take two tablets. From 6 to, you know, from 5 to 13, take one tablet a day. Under 5, half a tablet. Why? Because again, on each level can handle a different level of light, a different level of strength and power. The Olam HaBriya can handle a certain level, the Yitzira a lower level, and the Asiya still a lower level. Nimtza she'ikar ha'tziur hu begimel olam ha'is bria yitzira asiya. So we see, therefore, that the main formatting and shaping of this light is taking place only in those three worlds, bria yitzira asiya. Ki ha'tziur hu begimel b'chinas. Now Rav Nosson Zal puts another piece of the puzzle in. Because the whole concept of the shaping and formatting of Hashem's life takes place on three levels. Bechinas Oyer, Mayim, Rokia. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Hashem's light, from its point of origin till it enters into the physical world goes through three transitions. It starts off as oir, then it becomes more physical, more tangible in the form of water, and then it drops down another level into the form of rokia, the sky, the heavens, etc. There's a pasuk, Hashem yitein oimer. Hashem gives forth his word. Oimer, aleph mem reish, is this oir mayim rokia. There's a pasuk, what's the pasuk? V'layla layla yabia oimer. In Lamatzeh, Hashemayim esaprim kavoit keel. Yoim leyoim yabia oimer. A day to the next day presents its word, its statement. V'laylo l'laylo yechave das. In that yabia oimer, yabia, you have the yitzira bria asiya, and oimer, you have the oir mayim rokia. Kiyodua, as is known throughout the Zohar HaKadosh, throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, this is mentioned many, many times there. This is discussed constantly throughout those forum. Ukeneged kol zeh, hein b'chinas ha-sholoi shoyes rishoynoi shel ayoyim. And corresponding to all of these three, to the Bria Yetzira Asiya, to the Oyer Mayim Rokia, you have those first 3 hours of the day. Sheheim zman kriya shma, which are the time for reciting the Shema, ki bohem nitzayer hoyer, because it's only during those 3 hours that the light is still being formatted and shaped. Ki heim sholoi shoyes, and it's specifically 3 hours, keneged kol ha-sholois b'chinas hanal, corresponding to all the threes that we discussed, the chachma bin adas, the bria yitzir asiya, the oir mayim rokiya. It all fits perfectly. V'gam lamato tzrichen she'itztayer hor begimel b'chinois. And even in our physical world, we need Hashem's light to be formatted in three directions. What are the three directions? Sheheim mokoim v'tziur uzman, which are space or place. Tziur means the actual form it takes on. For example, doimeim tzomeach chayim medaber, inanimate objects, plants, animals, humans, that's tziur. And the third thing is zman, time. These are the three parameters which define the olam ha'asiyah, the physical world. Rav Nosson Zal just gave us again a shir in Kabbalah, basic Kabbalah, taking us from Atzilus down to the physical world and showing us the relationships, showing how they all function, you know, in these threes, these sets of threes, in order to bring Hashem's unformatted, highest light coming from the Keser, from Atzilus, to bring it down into our world, eventually, in the form of Mokoim, Tziur, and Zman. Kimavur b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 66 in Likutei Moran. V'al kein, and therefore him sholei shoyes kanal. That's the reason why the zman kriya shma by day is 3 hours, period. That's the formatting state phase. V'zeh shonu mevakshin bohishanois, and this is why at the end of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, when we're finalizing everything we've done from the beginning, from Elul, not even from Rosh Hashanah, from Elul, we start the whole Tshuva process from Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we go through the month of Elul, then 2 days Rosh Hashanah, then Aseres Yimei Tshuva, then Yom Kippur, then the 7 days of Sukkot, of which the seventh day is Hoshana Rabbah, which is the climax, the Chosam B'toy Chosam. What do we say there? One of the Hoshanas we say, Hoshana Sholoi Shois. Hashem, please help us, 3 hours. Sholoi Shois Daika. Rav Nosson says, why? Why do you don't want Hashem's help for 24 hours? You only want Hashem to help you for 3 hours? Ki bohem tzrichen Yeshua Gedoyla. Because in those first 3 hours, that's when we really need help to get us up in the morning, to get us out of bed early enough so we don't miss the boat. So that we should have this privilege of formatting the light of Hashem into a blessing for us. Once again, this was not the typical standard Likut Elochus, but there is no typical standard Likut Elochus. Likut Elochus is a unique sefer that takes you, that can take you from the top of the top, literally. The highest, deepest concepts of Kabbalah are mentioned in Likut Elochus, and it's brought down to the most simple, to the person who's furthest away from Hashem, to show him how he can push those buttons. How if a Jew has the initiative to get up in the morning and to get himself to shul and to say Kriya Shema on time and to say it preferably, you know, that look what you are involved in. You are involved in the highest, deepest concepts, Kabbalistic concepts of what takes the world from creation till the end of time. Baruch Hashem.